Welcome to On Topic. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We're visiting this week with visiting Professor John Jackson of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. Dr. Jackson, the veto session wrapped up this week. There were some surprises in Springfield, but I wanted to talk first of all about some of the veto overrides that you don't traditionally see in Springfield. Lawmakers in numerous occasions said Governor Rauner's vetoes were wrong.
I think he had a bad session, and that's because he lost a fair number of votes that Republicans crossed over and helped the Democrats to override. Most notably, though, was the debt transparency, as it was called, Comptroller Mendoza's bill, which was you have to post the unpaid bills at the end of the month, every month, in state agencies. It's not clear why he vetoed that one in the first place, because it passed handily. And then they just overrode him with a massive vote from Republicans helping Democrats. So that was a big loss for him.
I think people were surprised that the agencies didn't have to report their bills until the end of the year rather than every month, as this new law will stipulate.
Yeah. The other one, though, that he won on, just to balance it out, was this right to work in local jurisdictions where they had outlawed the possibility of declaring those right-to-work zones. Illinois is not a right-to-work state. There are a lot of people who thought it was already illegal. Rauner vetoed that, and then it almost got overridden. It got overridden in the Senate, but in the House it failed by one vote. So it was a very close call. Several Republicans went over, but the Democrats fell one vote short.
Sure. One last thing, and it was perhaps the biggest thing to come out of the veto session, and that's this sexual harassment issue that's really become a national issue with that Me Too campaign. We saw that the executive or the inspector general for the legislature hadn't been in place for more than 2 years. Does this continue in your mind beyond the veto session?
I think it will. They've got to now implement the changes that they've passed, most notably training against sexual harassment that all of us in the university go through anyway, so it's not new. In fact, they're looking at the university model. But it's one of those things that just exploded based on national headlines.
Absolutely. Lots of topics to talk about. I appreciate your time.
Sure.
You've been watching On Topic, a partnership with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute and WSIU. Thanks for watching. I'm Jennifer Fuller.